And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Dolly Brigade.
The Bed from the Guinness Key.
Today we visit that most lubricated of all government offices, the General Assistance Department, where we find Executive Richard Lamb being forced into a corner.
Oh, Mr. Lamb, please take me.
No, Mildred, really, I couldn't.
But just once would be enough. I wouldn't ask you again.
But you wouldn't enjoy it, Mildred. From my own personal experience, I can tell you that it can be very disappointing. Either it goes on so long that it's boring, or else it's over in a few seconds.
I don't care, Mr. Lamb. I've always wanted to go to a boxing match.
But I'm not going to take you. For one thing, I can't stand watching blood flow. There's no uglier sight. Well, maybe there is.
Morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
A little out of sorts, Mildred. Anything the matter?
Mr. Lamb won't take me to tonight's fight, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh. Well, I shouldn't worry. The heavyweight champion of Whitehall will be here in a few minutes, ready to take on all comers.
You mean the permanent undersecretary?
Correct, yes, yes. Sir Gregory Pitkin, sometimes known as Gorilla Greg, 200 pounds of fighting fury. When he's mad, he's unstoppable, and I want to tell you, number two, he's mad right now.
But what about
you, number two?
What do you mean?
Stop, stop, stop and buy Maltesers. En neem me stap vooruit. Stikkende skoene maak ons geweer heel.
Stap en buy Maltesers.
En herstel
moet ek wel.
Wat wou een nieuwe skoen prijs? Want ons sal jou wijs. Dit wordt een blink nieuwe paar. Jij zal bespaar hoe jou. Stap, stap, stap en buy Maltesers. En neem me stap vooruit.
Maltesers. Voor kwaliteit skoenreparaties en sleutelsnij.
Whatever you want in life, go for it. You can get just what you want if you stick to it.
Sugar is the natural way to get that energy. If you want the sweet things in life, go for it. And sugar gives you go. Sugar is the natural way to get that energy. If you want the sweet things, you know that sugar gives you go.
Everyone knows how innovative, how accurate, and how reliable Seiko technology is. But did you realize that Lady Seiko cords could be so slim, superbly refined, and so very elegant? As beautiful as a woman's watch should be? Lady Seiko cords. Seiko. Someday all watches will be made this way.
All right, number two, just relax.
Yes.
Actually, you might look better with a broken nose and cauliflower ears.
But why? What have I done? I mean,
did you not return to sender the latest survey of the Battersea Gasworks reconstruction scheme, adding the sole comment, "It smells"?
Yes, I did. But...
And did you know that the sender you returned it to was, in fact, Sir Gregory Pitkin?
Is it Sir Gregory? Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And I understand he's coming here this morning to, talk things over with you.
Not this morning. No, he can't.
Really? Why not?
I'm due at the doctor's in 5 minutes for a blood count. Yes, that's it. I'm going for a blood count.
Oh, don't be silly, number two. You don't count blood. You catch it and measure it by the pints when it comes pouring out.
Oh! Don't, Mr. Lennox Brown. You give me one of the come-overs. Oh, if I was you, Mr. Lamb, I'd get out quick before Sir Gregory comes knocking on that door.
Come in.
Oh,
There you are, Lennox Brown. And you too, Miss Murphy. But where's Lamb? And what's that lump under the carpet?
That's Lamb, Sir Gregory. He's looking for wood borer.
Oh. He'd find it easier staying on his feet than using a comb. I say that was rather good, wasn't it? What do you think, eh? Wood borer, use a comb. See? Wood borer, use a comb.
Where? Has old Grumblegut's gone, eh?
No!
That's
right, Lamb, Sir Gregory. I say, is that what I'm called, old Grumblegut? Well.
You don't mind, Sir Gregory?
Mind? Why should I? People in the public eye have to expect that sort of thing, haven't they? Miss Bridgewater, come in. Is he? Yeah. Did he say what he wanted? Oh. Well, in that case, I'd better not keep him waiting, had I? Can you keep him happy until I get there? Yes, I'm sure you can. Off you go then, my dear. I won't be long before I'm after you. Charming girl, charming. And so efficient. Excellent shorthand, excellent. Yes. I believe you can be very fast, too, Miss Murphy.
Well, it's not for me to say, is it?
Yes, we're very fortunate with our staffs, aren't we? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory, yes.
Just one big, happy family. Mm-hmm. Eh? Loyal, dependable, never short of a cheery smile.
Yes, of course.
Always ready to give up their free time to help a colleague.
What free time exactly does this colleague need?
Oh, nothing much. Just a few hours each evening. Canvassing, you know.
Painting, you mean, Sir Gregory?
No, not that kind of canvas. I mean, you funny chap. Very funny, Miss Matthew. I meant canvassing for the independent candidate in the parliamentary by-election at Barking Creek.
Oh, but who is this candidate, Sir Gregory?
I give you two guesses.
Not Miss Benford.
No, you're stupid, you astute fellow. No. One more guess now.
Not Lady Pipkin.
No, you thick. I mean, you think I don't know you're pulling my leg. Always one for a joke, weren't you? Hey, Lennox Brown.
Well, there's nothing like a good giggle, is there? But who is this candidate, Sir Gregory?
I am. Oh. I've decided that as the government and the opposition are numerically equal, I can go in as an independent and hold the absolute balance of power in the country. Well, hasn't anybody anything to say? So that's your reaction, Lamb, is it?
No, Sir Gregory. Actually, I've been thinking.
Remarkable.
And I've got it. Your campaign slogan, Sir Gregory.
Oh, what is it?
Vote Pitkin.
Good, I like
He'll that. Lead you up the creek.
Lamb. Were you ever dropped on your head when you were a child?
I don't think so, Sir Gregory.
What a pity. It might have helped. Anyway, Lennox Brown, I'm sure your department will do all it can to assist in my campaign, won't it?
Oh, yes, of course, Sir Gregory. Have no fears. You can count on us. You're as good as in, Sir Gregory.
Absolutely.
Yes, the only thing that worries me...
Yes, Sir Gregory?
...is what I'm going to be in. I'll see you later.
Number two, this is the chance that we've been waiting for.
To slip out for a cup of tea, you mean?
No. This election business.
Oh.
If Sir Gregory gets in, he'll have to give up his job. And then they'll need a new permanent undersecretary. So you see what we have to do, don't you, number two?
Advertise for someone in the smalls?
No, look, we have to make sure that Sir Gregory is elected to Parliament. Then obviously they'll give me his job and you can have mine.
I say. That was brilliantly worked out.
Oh, thank you very much, number two. I do have my flashes of genius sometimes.
There's only one thing wrong.
Hmm? What's that?
Well, how on earth are we going to persuade the voters of Barking Creek that old Grump... Sir Gregory is the man they want for their MP?
Well, we've sold him down the river often enough. It should be easy enough to sell him up Barking Creek. What we need, first of all, is an election agent. Now, good morning.
Well, hello. do come in.
Look, I am Roland Lennox Brown, and this is Richard Lamb, and we're from Whitehall.
Oh, how nice to meet you. I'm Wally Flitch, and I'm from Vauxhall.
Oh. Well, we're pleased to meet you, Mr. Flitch. You're a freelance election agent, I understand.
That is correct, yes. I assisted quite a number of candidates in the last general election, and all but one found my services most satisfactory.
What was his problem?
He wouldn't cooperate. Some people. Well, I suppose I'm not always right, but why be modest? Let's admit it. I am always right.
Tell me, have you been in this business long?
Oh, yes, I know all the tricks of the trade, and all the right people, too. I have some lovely friends in the newspapers, in all the media, in fact. I suppose there's nobody like me in PR.
Portobello Road?
Public relations! you know Rex Hammett, of course.
No.
He was a big name in the business, very big. And he called me one day and he said, Wally... we're Wally and Rex to each other, of course.
Well, of course, Dolly.
Wally!
Wally.
Wally, he said, you've got to come to me. Well, I was on a cloud, carried away.
Who brought you back?
Number two. Please, would you mind? And where is this Mr. Hammett now? Perhaps we could see him.
Oh, you will. He'll be bringing the tea in shortly. I've outgrown him, you see.
Mr. Flitch, we have a candidate in the Barking Creek by-election, Sir Gregory Pitkin.
Oh, yes. Who's he up against?
A chap called Venable, the working man's friend.
Oh, dear. Oh, your Sir Gregory's not going to find it easy. Let me see now. What does your candidate look like?
Repulsive.
Well, that's a bit of an advantage in Barking Creek. Now we have to give him an image.
Well, he's the image of Dracula's big brother, if that's any good.
I mean the image that will convey what he stands for.
He doesn't stand for anything except the national anthem.
Number two, I think Mr. Flitch and I can handle this.
Oh, I've got it. I know how to promote this Sir Gregory person. We'll sell him as the mystery man propping up the cabinet.
Yes, the drinks cabinet.
Number two, you must.
Whose brilliant behind-the-scenes strategy was it that swept us into the common market? Who is the real brains behind the Whitehall facade? Who is at last emerging from the shadows to take his place in Parliament? Sir Gregory Pumpkin.
Pitkin, Sir Gregory Pitkin.
Pitkin. Oh, what a promotion. Oh, I love it, your father. I just love it. Pitkin for the people. Oh, this is going to be my finest campaign.
First the campaign and then the champagne.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, I'm glad I thought of that.
Oh, did you? Then you can think of what we have to do next.
Well, get out and sell. Sell Sir Gregory Pitkin to Barking Creek.
Do you know what I think?
What?
I think we'd have a better chance of selling him in Petticoat Lane.
It's a time for fixing corral, hacking pinyon pine, and a time for bringing in the horses off a winter feed down Mesa country. Maybe it's your kind of country. If so, Paul Revere is your kind of cigarette. Rich in flavor, big on taste. The Pride Tobaccos, Paul Revere.
I can still live for my Oma. Just as sick as it, I can still be at the bottom to Dini. Salvani is written. My mama is for all Lucas Aid for here. In 2 days after my
Auntie, bring me up one. Oma for now. I hope to stop.
Lucozade is rijk aan energiegevende glucose wat vinnig en makkelijk werkt. En dit gee jou gestel net wat het nodig het om vinnig te herstel. As siekte die een wat jy lief het verswak, bou Lucozade kracht op wat helpt met herstel.
Number two, you heard what Mr. Flitch said. Get out and sell Sir Gregory, and remember, every vote counts.
What do you want?
Good morning, madam. We are selling Sir Gregory.
Well, we don't want it. I said we don't want any. My husband uses Sir Rudolph, and we don't need any more aftershave lotions in this house.
Well, what did she mean, aftershave lotion?
Your approach is quite wrong, number two. You must tell them straight away what you're here for.
Oh, but I did.
Look, I will handle the next one. I'll just show you how to get your foot in the door. Ah, good morning, madam. Oh, you're not a madam.
That is indeed correctly. I have not been.
Oh. Well, good morning anyway. We are...
But if you are wanting, madam, I am calling all my lady wives.
No. That won't be necessary. Thank you very much. We've called to ask you how you're going to vote.
Oh, well, I am putting my crossy by that one piece of paper that I had given you.
But where are you putting your crossy? I mean, your cross.
By that little box party, what is being sideways by the name, you know.
Well, would you oblige me by putting your cross alongside the name of Sir Gregory Pitkin on this occasion?
Sir Gregory Pitkin. Uh-huh. Well, I'm not liking that name, no. What other names are you having?
Well, his opponent is Mr. Samuel Venable.
There is one lovely, lovely name here. Mr. Samuel Vegetable. Why, I'm voting for this
one. No, you mustn't vote for him. No.
And I'm telling all my lady wives to do the same.
Please, way. No, please. How many wives have you got?
I'm having 17 wives and 24 brothers. And I'm telling all to be voting for this Vegetable Samuel. Goodbye.
No.
Well, congratulations, number one. You picked up 42 votes against Sir Gregory.
Right, any more questions? No more? Well, in that case, I declare the meeting closed. And we'll have time to slip across to the barking dog for a quick one. But before we do that, let's have a final message from our candidate. The man we're going to send to Parliament, your friend and mine. What was that name again?
Venerable. Samuel Venerable. Thank you, friends, thank you. Thank you for your incredibly warm welcome tonight on an occasion which I can describe only as memorable. I pledge myself as your chosen representative and give you my assurance that my efforts on your behalf shall be indefatigable, voluble, honorable, laudable, and inexhaustible. Furthermore, I shall remember at all times that it is to you, my constituents, that I am answerable and accountable. And in return, I ask for your support towards inevitable victory over an opponent whose stated policies are at once farcical, laughable, wholly illogical, and totally unacceptable. I hear this chap Pitkin has two of the sharpest election agents in the business available to him.
Sharp? There'll have to be more than sharp to win this election. They're up against Hubert Snellis, might see, and I never lost an election yet.
Really? But that's incredible. How many have you handled?
This is my first. But like I told you, don't worry. You're past the post. Past the post.
Hammond?
Yes,
Dolphin. Do you fancy something special?
I'm on my way out to do some more canvassing.
You mean you haven't got time for your supper?
Oh, my supper? Oh, yes, I've got time for that. Now what? Not after the rent again, are they? And it's only a week since I told them they couldn't have it for a couple of days. Have a peek through the curtains and see who it is.
Yes, all right. It's two blokes wearing bowl hats and striped trousers.
Oh. Has one of them got a big moustache and a silly look?
Yes.
And that's the other one got big ears and a silly look.
That's right.
It's them. Yes, these are the opposition blokes who are canvassing for that Sir Gregory Twitkin. Let them in, Lord. Be careful not to tell them who you are.
All right.
Good evening, madam. Might I ask you a question?
All right, but be careful what it is.
Yes, go on. The question is this. How are you going to vote?
I'm going to vote for our bloke.
But who is your bloke? Who is the candidate that you support?
Well, he's a fella called...
Twitkin, that's our man, Twitkin.
Splendid, splendid. Did you hear that, number two?
Yes, didn't you? He said Twitkin.
Yes, I know that, but obviously he meant Pipkin.
That's right, yeah, Pipkin. Same sausage, different skin.
My dear sir, madam, you have made a wise, wise choice. Oh. Now... Your name is,
Slattering Sloane. Henry and Henrietta Slattering Sloane, yes. We're great admirers of Sir Gregory Pitkin, we are.
We can put you down for two votes, then, can we?
Oh, yes, yes. And if there's anything we can do to help, I mean, we've been trying to find some way to help the cause, haven't we, Laura? I mean, haven't we, Henrietta?
Yes, Henry.
All right, well, now let me see, Now, what can you do to help? Yes. What a pity Sir Gregory's manifesto isn't available yet. You could have handled the distribution.
A manifesto, eh?
Right.
Yes. Here's the draft copy for the princes. Look. I, Sir Gregory Pitkin, pledge myself to strive for the good of the working man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To propose higher wages, to offset his losses, and to relieve him of every onus. Vote Pitkin and live without fear.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Here, why don't you let me get this manifesto printed and handed out for the cause, like?
I'm sorry, Mr. Slattering Sloane, but we must see this through ourselves.
Oh, what a pity. When there's racing at Ascot tomorrow.
Racing? Ascot tomorrow? I see. Well, when do you think you'll have the manifesto out, Mr. Slattering Sloane?
Tuesday, the day before polling day. Vote Pitkin and live without fear. Beautiful, isn't it? Just leave it to me.
Thank you, Mr. Slattering Sloane. Your new MP will be most grateful.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Just wait for polling day. You don't believe what's going to happen. Mark my words.
And here is the news read by Mortimer Thrift. There were amazing scenes of the parliamentary by-election in Barking Creek today when excited voters flooded the polls. The hose pipes used in the flooding were later retrieved by the fire brigade. Both candidates emerged from the ordeal damp but smiling and returned to their task of securing last-minute support. An hour ago, the independent candidate Sir Gregory Pitkin was reported to be fractionally ahead of Labour's Mr. Samuel Venable, having kissed 3,223 babies to Mr. Venable's 3,006. The result of the election is expected shortly.
Marching
orders,
will be my greatest triumph. I know it will. I do hope Sir Gregory appreciates what I've done for him.
But we're the ones who did all the canvassing.
Oh, maybe, but who told you to go?
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please.
Here's the returning officer.
I have got the results of the parliamentary by-election in the constituency of Barking Creek.
A bit of waste of time, really. Everyone hanging on like this, isn't it?
Sir Gregory Pitkin, independent, 33,972. Mr. Samuel Venable, Labour Party, 6.
I demand a recount. Recount.
We want recount.
Due to a typographical error, I have one small correction to make. The result should read, Mr. Samuel Venable, 33,972. And
Gregory Pitkin, 6. Oh, I could cry. I could really cry. In fact, I'm going to.
Sit
Six votes? Only six? Oh, and we'll be blamed.
Number two, grown men don't cry unless there's something really worth crying about.
Well?
Yes,
I see why you're there.
Mr. Lennox Brown, you can both come out now.
Oh, thank you, Mildred. Was he upset?
Well, he wasn't shouting or anything. You could only tell how angry he was by how white his knuckles were when they curled around his whip.
Whip? Let me back in there.
Number two, you can't spend the rest of your life in the map cupboard.
Well, I can try, can't I?
No Heel, van Liggett en Myers de bakmaatschappij VSA. Die beroemde Amerikaanse smaak van L&M. Wereldberoemde L&M filtersigaretten. Vermeng uit die beste tabak ter wereld. En gemaakt met die kundigheid van tabakkenners oor meer as 'n eeuw. L&M filter in die rooi en wit pakkie. Een volgeur smaakrijke Amerikaanse sigaret. L&M filter, No Heel vervaardig.
Nes u denkt dat Seiko die toppunt bereik het, dan kom Seiko Quartz Technologie met een nieuwe wonderwerk. Duo Display, die pracht en precisie van het traditionele analoog horloge met die veelzijdigheid van het digitale paneel. Waterbestande alarmchronografen met enkel knoppen hier. Zonalarmchronografen met batterijen door die zon gelaai. Daar was nog nooit een beter tijd om Seiko Quartz accuraatheid te bezitten. Seiko, één dag gaan alle horloges nog zo vervaardigd worden.
Don't cough. Take Choates. Choates extract of lettuce brings fast relief.
Isn't it?
Flattering slow.
Aye.
You're the man we want to see. I suppose you've come about the manifesto, have you?
Oh, that's right. Yes, I've brought you the bill for having it printed.
A bill? For this? With all these terrible things in it?
What's the matter? A few typographical errors, sister.
A few errors? Look, this isn't the draft we gave you.
That's strange. Anyway, it's all over now, isn't it? Your bloke never had a chance from the old...
Our bloke had a very fine chance until you messed about with his manifesto.
Don't you believe it, mate? Yeah, even when they said my bloke Venable had got 6 votes on you, it was a lot of cobblers.
Why?
Well, I voted 7 times for him myself.
What do you mean? The whole thing is Venable.
Hitting the canvas tonight is the men for the ministry were John Simpson and Roger Service. Casting their votes for Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, Frank Graham, and Brian Squires.
Tonight's script was written by Tom Meehan and produced by Brian Squires. Join us again at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.